Oh, we are truly blessed as we set and we receive all of this glorious, blessed information from the Lord. Let us sit prayerfully at this time as Deacon Howard Gavin shall come. He shall minister unto us the glorious message, the gospel of the grace of God. Let us receive him and the message. A very hearty amen.
Say grace and peace to the household of faith. Hallelujah. Only a sinner saved by grace. Amen. That is my plea. That is the message of this gospel. Amen. Let us look to the Lord for a word of prayer. And dear and blessed Lord, our God and Father, Lord, we bless you. We praise you, Lord God, for all that you are to us, all that Christ is, Lord, in being. Lord, we thank you, Savior, for your goodness, for your grace, and for all your people, Lord, not just in this venue or in our immediate presence, but, Lord, all your people, all your working in manifestation, Lord, unto us, and the illumination of eternal, my God, comprehension. Now we pray your blessing, Lord, upon your people, upon this word, thy word, in the mouth and from the spirit of thy servant, O God. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Won't you turn with me in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 1, and we're going to look at, speak from, verses 27 through 30. We also have a good bit of corroborating scriptures. The scriptures brought from another place, yes, in the mystery, our gospel, and perhaps in other places as well. Elder Liverman, William Liverman, is our designated reader. And we're going to ask Elder to read from the King James Version. And then I will come back with exegesis and interpretational comment from the Greek text. Everyone have Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Say amen. I didn't hear somebody. Amen. Amen. All right. Ella, would you begin reading at verse 27, the King James Version?
Philippians chapter 1, beginning with the 27th verse, The King James translation.
Yes.
Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ.
Only let your conversation, or better, your manner of life, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ.
That
whether I come and see you,
or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs.
I may hear of your affairs. Now, as with this and with all things, even down to the very minutest of details in the life of the believer, we are not doing things as they come up in our mind or in our trajectory. Everything, that's why it's called creation and not creating. Every event, every circumstance, every problematic situation, every encounter, everything is already done, finished in creation. When they find new cells, new ways of doing things in the medical field, or new sites, they're not just coming upon us, they're just being searched out. We abide in God's creation. And so Paul is speaking from that venue. All right. Ella, go ahead and read.
That ye may stand fast in one spirit.
That ye may stand fast in one spirit.
With one mind.
With one mind.
Striving together for the faith of the gospel.
Striving together for the faith that belonged to the gospel. The faith that belonged to the gospel. The gospel, not gospels. The gospel. A volume of truth that the Lord gave to the Apostle Paul for the Grace Church. Read, Elder.
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
And in nothing terrified by your adversaries.
And, oh my God, I'm going to save that for later. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, spiritual or fleshly. Mm-hmm.
Which is to them an evident token of perdition.
Mm-hmm.
But to you.
Get this. Mm-hmm.
But to you, of salvation.
And that of who?
And that of God.
We're secure, saints. We worry for nothing. We fret for nothing. And really, getting down to the nuts and bolts of it, we fret over nothing. It's the unseen that abides. The seen is just manifested testimony. That is what God reveals unto us for witness of what he has done, what he purposed, what he willed. He showed it, revealed it unto us. But everything is done. We are complete in Christ. Read, Ella.
And verse 29.
And this is primarily where I want to get. Notice I say want to. Mm-hmm.
For unto you. It is given in the behalf of Christ.
I'm not even going to straighten that out yet. King James say it is given in the behalf of Christ. Mm-hmm. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ. What, Ella?
Not only to believe on him.
Not only to believe on him. But what else?
But also to suffer for his sake.
Suffering. Not just for suffering's sake, but suffering for his sake. Last verse, Ella.
Verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
Having the same conflict.
You all having the same conflict.
Which you saw in me.
The seeing of it just didn't just come up either. I said everything is done. Creation.
Amen.
All right.
And now here to be in me.
To be in me. From verse 29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, it's given to believe on Christ. That's a gift, faith. But also, here's the part we sometimes don't want to connect with, suffering for his sake. For his sake, not for suffering's sake, but for his sake. I want you to consider this subject matter. The role of faith and suffering of the child of God. The role, the part that they play under God or according to God, of faith, believing, and suffering of the children of God. One definition of faith is, and we're going to go with a deeper definitive of faith, complete trust or confidence. Now you say that seems deep enough. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And suffering is the state of bearing or undergoing pain, distress, hardship. We've all been there. Some of us are there now. in varying degrees. The role of faith, trust, confidence in someone or something, and suffering, bearing under pain, stress, and hardship in the life of the child of God. Consider this. Firstly, faith is that gift which God imparts. It's a gift. According to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, which God imparts or has imparted, it manifests in time, it shows up in time, but it was decreed unto us in eternity. Impart to the child of God, which enable us to connect, that is conscience-wise. Conscience is awareness and knowing. Aware and knowing. In earthly conscience, which we are resonating with and abiding in now, it calls us to be aware of our physical surroundings and to know things, know individuals, know concepts, practices, how to do. Conscience, and we usually know where we are. Awareness and knowing. Which enables us to connect, that is conscious-wise, to the spiritual actualized essence of existence. The spiritual actualized. That which gives existence or is brought into existence in eternity. A thing is actualized or brought into existence in eternity. If it has not been actualized in eternity, forget it showing up in time. Everything is actualized or brought into existence or given its being or existence, as well as its essence, in eternity through actualization in God's decree. Not decrees, God's decree. According to Hebrews 11 and 3. By a saying, he created the ages so that the things which are seen do not come out of the seen or the things appearing. They come out of the saying. Everything exists according to God's saying, speaking it into existence. What, when we see something, it's manifestation. God revealing it, showing it. It's manifestation for testimony. That is witness. God showing us, witnessing what he has done, what he has purposed. You mean the bad stuff too? The bad stuff that we consider or call bad? Yes, that too. Remember the scripture says, Romans 8:26, I believe it is, for God, or 28, for God worketh all things together for good, not for them that believe in him, or out of ourselves believe in him, but those believing, because the believing, the faith, comes from him. He worked everything for good. I think Pastor said on several occasions, if a mountain, whatever the situation is considered, a mountain or mountainous, we want God to move it. We've been praying for days and weeks and months and sometimes years for God to move it. But it's not God's purpose to move it, but to use it. Amen. To keep our confidence, our trust, our dependence, not on ourselves, but on him. Actualized essence of existence, while we are yet dwelling conscious and manifestation-wise, earthly conscience and manifestation-wise, that which we see in the temporary sphere of physicality. And believe you me, it is temporary. Young people won't be young always. The years, how they roll. Faith was not given or granted to us to get nor cause us to become saved. Faith was not given to get us saved or to become a child of God. For we were that or are that in eternity. Referencing Ephesians 1 and 4. For we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Being, not trying to get, but being holy or separated, sanctified unto God. Not as the non-elect, but as the elect, separated unto God. His own, his beloved. And blameless. Don't worry about this flesh. It's terminable. I know it can cause a lot of blame to be, but it's terminable. And also, referencing 2 Timothy 1 and 9, I wanted to read it. I didn't want to try and quote it. We're already saved. God who hath saved us and called us with a holy or sanctified or separated calling, get this part, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, unmerited favor, no merit. God graced us salvation. That's a true gift. Which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began or before creation. We're not trying to be anything. We are complete in Christ. Eternally. We're complete. Praise God. When the reflection, which is the temporary manifestation in time, is over, then the real deal remains. The real deal we will experience and be, as we are given, eternal heavenly consciousness. What we are operating in now is temporary earthly consciousness, knowing and awareness. When Paul was called up to the third heavens, did nobody whisper in his ear and tell him you're in the third heavens? He was aware. He saw things. He was knowing and aware. Praise God. And then when he came back and given earth consciousness, he went on about his business in physicality, in our earthly sojourn. But spiritual eternal consciousness was given him when earthly consciousness, he was unconscious. When earthly consciousness dropped off, spiritual eternal consciousness kicked in. We don't have anything to worry about, saints. It's all complete. It's all finished. It's all done. It's all good. The bad stuff is good because God has ordained it and decreed it unto us. Hallelujah. So, but faith was given us to believe and receive the testimony of our gospel, that is the mystery. Yes. Faith was given us to receive that and to believe that. Yes. As God say we were chosen in him, faith says, thank you, Jesus. God say we are complete in Christ, we say, hallelujah. Faith was granted for that, for we were saved in eternity. Yes. This gospel wasn't given to save you. It was given, praise God, as testimony, witness of who. I'm getting ahead of myself. So, but faith was given to believe us to believe and receive the testimony of our gospel. Yes. That is the mystery in the gospel of the grace of God. In the dispensation of grace, not of law, not of kingdom, not of innocence, not of promise unto Abraham, but we are under and in the dispensation, or wherein God's deal with us solely and totally through grace. The mystery wherein is the gospel of the grace of God, informing us. That's what our truth, the mystery, does. It informs us. It don't make us anything. It informs us. Inform is the forerunner of information. It informs us of who we are. It informs us to whom we belong. It informs us the sphere of our actual abode. Earth, physicality, this body, temporary. Actual. Our true existence. Actual. What it really, really is. Actual. What does not go away. What is not time sensitive. Actual. You know, when we get up around our age, I don't know who do it, but you want to get bucket lists and whatnot because time is short.
I hear you.
Listen, brother, I don't even have a bucket, let alone a bucket list. The Lord's will is done. Whatever he has decreed,
yes,
is it. Lord calls me to say yea and amen to your will.
Amen.
Faith is that entity by which we are enabled to see beyond temporality into eternality, which is reality. Eternality is reality. Time is temporary. Not long, short. It's for revelation or manifestation in testimony only. That's all we're created for. What God need with time? He's eternal. We're eternally set in Christ Jesus. Christ, we make up Christ's body. Everything is set, completed. It's only for testimony. And I give this analogy. It's like popping in the Blu-ray. I was saying 8-track, but popping in the Blu-ray. You popping in to see what's happened, what already is. You don't sit down to make the movie. Get over here. Come out that door. You're talking too loud. Bring it down. Say these words first. No, 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 no. You sit in to watch what was done.
Yes.
Time is a creation to manifest what the Lord has done.
Yes.
That's all it's for. And when it's over, when its purpose has expired, no more use for it. And what remains is what already is. We are eternally in Christ Jesus according to the scriptures. We see through God's processes by faith. We see through God's processes. That is the things that he deals with us in. Doing this, doing that, getting this, working, going to school, processes, getting into trouble here, messing up over there, forgetting this, forgetting that. God's processes that he takes us through. Faith calls us to see through that. You know, processes will cause you to think that you ain't never been saved. Been there. I must have prayed, Lord, save me if I ain't saved about 10, 15 times. I didn't know I was all eternally secure. I didn't know that. Faith calls us to see into God's purpose so that we say, Lord, what is this for? Instead of what now? What is this? Faith causes us to see right through suffering into glorification.
Yes.
And right through temporary dwelling in finite, limited physicality in time to infinite abiding in eternality. Finite, limited. Infinite, unlimited. Abiding. No end. Abiding.
Yes.
We don't abide here. It ends. It terminates.
Yes.
In eternality, in spirituality. That's where our abode is. But Lord help us. We embrace physicality so tight. We resonate with physicality so much. Yes, we have to get things done. God enabled us to do that. But the scripture tells us, looking unto Jesus. And in Colossians chapter 3, it tells us, if ye then be risen, or since ye were risen with Christ, seek. It didn't say glance. Seek those things above, where Christ sitteth at right, or is at right of God seated. And he's there for us. Hallelujah. He's there for us. Praise Jesus. Now, sufferings. Sufferings are God's decreed processes. Get this. Assigned to us in our course. Yes, each of us, if God's children, have a course. It's like there's a course of this world, and it terminates in the end of Revelation. We have a course. That's why Paul said, I have finished the course. He didn't say it. He was caused to finish it and taken through it. Everything that's assigned to us, we are going through it, whether we like it or not. Paul prayed 3 times, Lord, remove this infirmity from me. Jesus said, my grace is sufficient. Lord, give me that job over there. They're making good money over there. Mm-mm. You're going to be where God assigned you. Praise Jesus. Sufferings are God's decreed process assigned to us in our course, temporary, manifested, testimonial sojourn in time. Sufferings are assigned to us that we would not or cease, that we would not trust in or cease to trust in our own inadequacies, in our own meager abilities, in our own insufficiencies of ourselves, but trust in Him, in His all-sufficiency. That's why suffering. As long as we got it going, we trim, fit, healthy, sound of mind and means, that stuff, we are ready to go. God, who? I got this. No, we don't have it. Then, also, sufferings are to enhance our eternal praise, joy, and rejoicing in our eternal abode in Christ Jesus. Yes. Let me bear that out. Elder, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And here's where I'm going to do. I told you it's going to be quite a bit of corroborative reading. Elder, 2 Corinthians, and saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 through 11. 2 Corinthians 4, 5 through 11.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning with the 5th verse.
All right. And on the feet of what I said, sufferings are assigned to enhance our eternal praise, joy, and rejoicing in our eternal abode in Christ Jesus. Read, Ella. And read freely, Ella.
5th verse. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
Yes.
Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
God shined the light in, and that's what gives us comprehension and understanding. Yes?
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Forget doing it and having it your way. Forget it. God's not going to have it. The excellency and all the praise, God is going to get it for His own glory. We already glorified, but all the glory, praise, goes to God.
That's right.
And he going to see that we get it, whether through suffering or circumstance. God's going to see that he get it. Read, Ella.
Verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
Not distressed.
We are perplexed,
but
not in despair.
God uphold us through his faith.
Persecuted. But not forsaken.
Don't you ever forget that. Don't you ever forget that you are not forsaken. What else, Elder?
Cast down.
Here's the other one.
But not destroyed.
No way. Read.
Verse 10. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest
or revealed
in our body.
In our body or through us. God working through us. God performing the works he have already decreed in us according to Ephesians 2 and 10, working them out of us. 11.
Verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake.
Yes.
That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
Might be having been made manifest in our mortal flesh. One more, Elder, in testimony of the sufferings bringing on the rejoicings. I was taught that you don't say nothing unless you hide behind the scriptures. So I'm running hiding. Come on with 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Elder, verse 3 through 10. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 10.
2 Corinthians chapter 1,
verse
3.
All right, read,
10.
Elder.
Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort.
That's reassuring, isn't it? All right, read.
Who comforted us.
Us.
In all our tribulation.
In most of our trouble. In all of our trouble. Read, Ella.
That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble.
How?
By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God.
Read, Ella.
For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us.
Here it is. The suffering of Christ abound in us. Paul is primarily speaking of he and those in apostolic essence with him, but unto all the saints of God as well. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, what?
So our consolation also aboundeth by Christ.
Up goes the heat of sufferings. Up goes the consolation. Hallelujah. And the grace.
Glory to God.
So Paul, my grace.
Yes.
Doing bad in school. Friends don't like it. Seem like nobody don't like it. Folk picking on you, doing stuff to you. Behind your back, in front of your face. God's grace.
Yes.
When the sufferings abound, the grace really abounds.
Yes.
Oh, we covered.
That's it.
Read, Elder.
But whether we be afflicted,
yes,
it is for your consolation and salvation,
which
is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering, which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
Hallelujah. We are members one of another in manifestation here, in the assemblies, in our worship, but in actualization, in eternality, in the body of Christ.
Yes.
This is testimony of what actually is in the body of Christ. Read, Ella.
Verse 7. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings.
Oops, how did that get there? Even as you are partakers of the sufferings? Okay, read.
So shall ye also be of the consolation.
Consolation also.
Verse 8. For we will not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia,
mm-hmm.
that we were pressed out of measure,
yes.
above strength,
mm-hmm.
insomuch that we despair even of life.
All right.
Verse 9.
Now get this.
But we had the sentence of death in ourselves.
We were good as dead. Mm-hmm.
That
Why?
We
Why?
Should not trust in ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but in God,
mm-hmm.
which raises the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Something might come down the pike to you that just not only flip you, but body slam you. That you would not trust in the arm of flesh, but in the living God, the yes. God of our salvation. Read, Ella.
Who deliver us from so great a death,
mm-hmm.
and doth deliver,
yes.
in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
All right, that's it. All right, that he will yet deliver us. That's in manifestation. In actualization, done. The role of faith and suffering. Back to Philippians chapter 1. Turn with me. Beginning verse 27. If you didn't put your finger there, turn with me. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Paul writes, only in a manner worthy of the gospel of the Christ. Only in a manner worthy. Don't get frightened. You don't have the ability. God does. Live. That is, conduct your life. Definitely don't have the ability in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Sooner or later, we're going to fall short. We're going to do something boneheaded. We're going to slip betimes. That is an imperative, present imperative. It's a present command, but it's a command of grace. But there's something else attached to it. It's in the passive voice. We can't do it. We didn't do it. He did.
Yes.
We cannot do it. The passive voice. We didn't. Can't. Do it.
Amen.
God did. Remember, in Ephesians 1 and 4, I think it is, we are holy and blameless in Christ. Conduct one's life in order that, Paul said, whether I come, I told you nothing left to chance. Nothing comes or is created in time. Nothing comes up in time. Ooh, I forgot to do that. I forgot to do this. Purpose. Whether I come, having come. It was already determined whether Paul was going to come or not. He wrote this letter to the Philippians while sitting. No, he didn't. But Paul was sitting in a Philippian jail. He was there for ministering the gospel. And a damsel came and kept mocking him. And he turned around and cast the devil out of him. And he was thrown in jail because he had cut those that were handling her from their living. You know, soothsaying and the like. Praise God. He's not writing something from a vacation in the Caribbean. He is writing in the midst of his tribulation and affliction and suffering. Whether I come, having come, it's already been determined. And seeing, having seen. What I see regarding you has already been determined. Just like everything else regarding this ministry, regarding your very life on a daily basis? A yes. On a second basis. On a millisecond basis. Already determined. Having seen you, or I come, might hearing the things concerning you, that you stand firm in one spirit. We can't do that. Here we have the dative case. The dative case is both locative and instrumental. The Spirit will have to cause us to stand, the Holy Spirit will have to cause us to stand fast in one spirit. So this is locative in the sphere of the Spirit and instrumental by means of the Spirit. Hallelujah. This thing is all of God. It's not of us.
I hear you.
It's all about Him.
I hear you.
I remember the pastor used to tell me, it ain't just about Him, it's all about Him. Yeah, come on. But I ain't let Him see me. The Lord has suppressed me to hold my peace until I learn, until I've been taught by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, I look like a bigger fool than I am. In one spirit and in one sphere of mindset of existence, focusing on the eternal, operating in time, but focusing on home, where we actually abide eternally, secure, safe, joy, peace, everything in the body of Christ in eternality and in out of this in spirituality, striving together in the faith of the good news or the gospel, striving together in the faith of the gospel. Let me read. Faith is, again, I say I give other meanings, trust, belief, confidence, conviction, and assurance. Faith is the basis or the foundation of that which is real. It causes us to embrace that which is real. Y'all need faith to say, that's a fan blade turning. Those are lights. I'm in a building. Faith sees through physicality and temporality into eternality, into spirituality, where we actually abide while we going through the vicissitudes of life and time.
I hear you.
It is reality. Mm-hmm. It embraces factuality. God gives us faith to believe the testimony that was given to us in the mystery.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hallelujah. If you see one that professes to be a child of God and don't believe some of the things of the mystery, it's because God has not given them the faith to believe it. It does not mean they are not a child of God. God has to give it. That's why I always say that the Holy Spirit is the teacher. He is the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Some folk think he's crazy. But I love the teaching that the Holy Spirit has given me here these 15 years. I've been caused to love it. Verse 28. And not being frightened and terrified in nothing. You know, every time we get a report from the doctor that don't go according to what we want to hear. Every time we get a letter that says Internal Revenue. Every time we hear a funny noise in our car and we just paid the first of the month bills. Hallelujah. And not being frightened in nothing. Praise God. I remember the testimony of one amongst us. Said he received an enormous bill. Not enormous according to the millionaires and billionaires we got in the country and in the world. But enormous according to his circumstances. And at first, there was shock and surprise. Oh my God. But immediately, The testimony was the Holy Spirit came and rescued him and said that, "You belong to me. I got this." Whatever way the Lord takes it, he got it. How many things work together for good to them loving the Lord? All things. All things. In nothing by means of the opposing, which is being to them evidence or indication of destruction or ruin. Now, God has decreed that Satan worked through people sometime. And Sister Littman said if she see him come in the room through understanding, she said, "Oh, it's just you." She thought it was Elder. "It's just you. And going to sleep." Praise God. But sometimes Satan, God decreed that Satan would work through individuals. Paul had the Christians terrified. Praise God. So if your boss is giving you a hard time, don't say that joker ain't saved. It has not been actually given unto you to know who is God's servant or not. Amen. Who'd have thought Paul was saved? Who'd have thought it? Here you running, and you thinking he's saved the same time you trying to get away from him. Praise God. Which is to them evidence of destruction, but of you of salvation, and this, like every other good gift, from God. Verse 29. Because to you it not is given, but it was given. Mm-hmm. To you, those to whom the Spirit apply this, and those to whom the Spirit may not apply it. May not apply it now, may not apply it later, and may not apply it, period. There are some that will never get this information. It won't reach them. There are babies that are gone out of here. But thank God, the Lord does not depend on time to manifest the salvation of his elect. He don't need it. It's just to show us. They're his elect by eternal decree, eternal design. Because to you it has been given, or it was given in the behalf of Christ. Not only thee in him to believe, or believing, trusting, confidence in the one that has the ability, that has the sufficiency, that has the enablement, believing in him. Christ, not only in him to believe, but also in behalf of him, or for the sake of him to suffer. Yes. Ella, get me Romans 8:18 real quick, please. Romans 8:18. It has been given on the behalf of him, not just to believe in him, but also to suffer. Yes. Won't you let no ill-informed saint come to you and speak like Job's friends did? You must done something real bad. Or speak amongst themselves, which you not present. I thought she was saved. That's ill, being ill informed. Sufferings are a sign. The Holy Spirit gives you witness. You listen to the Spirit.
Thank God.
In agreement with the proclamation, the information that was given us in the mystery. In total complete agreement. Also in the behalf of him to suffer. Read Romans 8:18, Elder.
Romans chapter 8.
Suffering don't just drop out the ceiling, out the sky when it rains. They were given, they were assigned. Read it, Elder.
Romans 8:18.
For
I reckon that the sufferings
of this present time
are not worthy.
Are you listening to the word? Are not even worthy. Are not in the same ballpark, the same country, the same galaxy, or the same universe. They're just a non-entity. The sufferings of the present time, I don't care what they are or to what extent they are manifested in your life or in your finances, or in your body, or in your reputation. What, elder?
Are not worthy
to be compared
with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
That's God's word. I didn't bring that in my pocket. That's God's word.
Amen.
Which shall be revealed in consciousness. It already is. The scriptures say, Romans 8:30, that we are glorified. We're already glorified. Our conscience has just not been resonated to it. We are still in physical, earthly, temporal consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But when this goes, then that's left. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Praise and glory.
Yes.
Lastly, verse 30. The same struggle, having such as you saw in me,
mm-hmm,
and now here to be in me. We go through similar struggles. Sufferings. Suffering is that process that God, in manifestation in time only. Suffering is in manifestation. That is what's revealed for testimony of what God has done. And it's in time only. You know, while we're passing through here. Suffering is that process in manifestation in time that God takes the elect through, or that is assigned to us to enhance the glory, the joy, the praise, and the rejoicing when our consciousness, our awareness, and our knowing are manifested out of physicality and temporality and back into spirituality and eternality, where they actually are. God bless you, saints.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.